Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Good afternoon, my friends. And this weekend, Antifa, the snowflake babies that run around this nation with their faces covered like ISIS does, because they're cowards, just like ISIS is, decided that they're fed up. Ooh, we are scared. And they are taking their fed upness to the streets in a weekend of violence and lawlessness. Now, if they are fed up because of the government or Trump, wouldn't the way to implement change be to follow the law and not break it at every turn? Yeah, you would think so. Normal people think so. But to these morons, destroying property and hurting people is the way to go. What police departments all over the nation needed to do this weekend is to stop these snowflakes at every turn, throw them in jail, and then throw away the keys. Scenario for what this weekend held. But writing this on early Saturday before hearing anything about what is going to happen, I looked at it this way. The police were going to stand down in a lot of instances for fear of agitating some of these dainty little morons into more violence. And that is the wrong thing to do. But what we have seen here more or less, what we have been more or less conditioned to do, and guess what, folks, that kind of reaction to lawlessness only begets more lawlessness, and we are getting it in the near future if this kind of thing isn't stopped. If they come at us patriots with their blades, may they chip and shatter while ours stay strong and together. The eagle will rule and we will stay free. We will not be ruled, period. NWCR is honored to be back, and so is Conservative Nation Media, and welcome you all to the show on this, the 5th of November in the year of our Lord 2017. For this, the 340th episode of the show, thank you all for listening. We have had some really strange weather here, and for that purpose, my show may not sound as good this week as it normally does because I'm not able to use my computer to call into the show to use my mixer and my microphone like I normally do. I have to go through my phone today because we've got thunderstorms going through here. We're supposed to have a tornado warning sometime or another. I haven't heard it. So hopefully it's going to stay away for now, and that'd be absolutely wonderful if it did. But we are on our toes here and ready for the show.
Roger that. News sources that there is serious talk of Antifa having a nationwide protest slash riot. I think it was like November 4th or 3rd.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Conservatism Radio Show with your host, Robert Garding. At the rate our leaders are ignoring our Constitution, we're finding that they cannot lead, nor do they want to keep us safe from our enemies. And yes, we have some. From the crossroads of America, the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show is brought to you through the traditional American Patriot Network with the Doctor of this Republic, showing that the truth can be told to save this nation. And now, on with the show.
Thank you.
Hey, liberals, why don't you try rooting for your own damn country for a change?
Now, I actually played that one for a specific reason. My first story is about John McCain. The war hero turned liberal Republican. The man who served America in Vietnam got captured and after the war returned home to serve the American people. But somewhere between then and today, something went horribly wrong. Something changed in him, patriot, to a liberal Marxist who hates America. Don't believe me? Get a load of this one from Conservative Tribune, dated November 3rd. And it brings with it the age-old question, why the heck is he still in office? The headline says, McCain blasts U.S. in speech to Naval Academy. No more America first. Arizona Senator John McCain took another swipe at Trump administration in a speech to the U.S. Naval Academy where he slammed both isolationism and nationalism, ideas he said are ascendant within the President Trump's White House. In the speech to the midshipmen in Annapolis, Maryland on Monday, the Senate Armed Services Committee chairman ripped into the Trump administration's policies, although taking a Baltimore approach that's become habitual among anti-Trump conservatives, he never mentioned the president's name. McCain contrasted the hopeful atmosphere of 1991 after the fall of the Soviet Union with current circumstances of our world, according to USNI News. We have gone from an interval when the global success of democracy seemed assured to a time when the seductions of authoritarian rule found favor with many, when self-interested leadership excuses naked aggression with weak net rationalizations, when ethnic grievances haunt the old and religious fanaticism fires the minds of the misguided young, McCain said. We are asleep to the necessity of our leadership and to the opportunities and real dangers of this world, he continued. Now, he went on to say, we are asleep in our echo chambers where our views are always affirmed and information that contradicts them is always fake. We are asleep at our polarized politics, which exaggerates our differences, looks for scapegoats instead of answers. McCain then went on to attack attributes, isolationism and protectionism, and straw men, conspiracy theories, propaganda, commonly associated with the Trump administration, at least to the liberals anyway. I believe in Americans. We're capable of better. I've seen it, the Arizona senator said. We're hopeful, compassionate people, and we still have leaders who will uphold the values that made America great and a beacon to the oppressed. But I don't take that for granted. We have to fight. We have to fight against propaganda and crackpot conspiracy theories. We have to fight isolationism, protectionism, and nativism. In a part of his speech where he contrasted the values of post-World War II statesmen with the current administration, he refused to mention the latter by name, although he did take aim at one of its most identifiable slogans. McCain said the statesmen had come to the conclusion that the American example and American leadership are indispensable to securing a peaceful and prosperous future. To remain engaged in Europe and enforce the hard-won peace of 1918 made that clear. There could be no more isolationism, no more tired resignation, no more America first. McCain, of course, is equating, possibly deliberately and dishonestly, Trump's America First with the America First Committee, a World War II era anti-war isolationist group. This group, led by Sears Roebuck executive Robert E. Wood and aviation hero Charles Lindbergh, voraciously opposed entry into a war against Hitler's Germany for reasons that were not always admirable or moral. So McCain believes in Americans. It seems that he has totally lost touch with Americans because we voted Donald Trump, to be our president, and McCain is joining with the snowflakes around the nation, boo-hooing the fact that Hillary, the Hildebeest, isn't our president. Get over it, McCain, and please, go the hell home. Your family wants you there, and we do too. Go the hell home and leave the governing to the ones that actually do believe in America. If John McCain really wants to do something great for America, we here at NWCR have a simple a suggestion for him. Retirement. Now. Not later. Now. And that is the way that we believe. From Kathy Hinner's new book comes this one, letting us know that we are already waiting too long to save this nation. With the chapter, Why the Islamization of America is Beginning. Why is it beginning? Do not believe for one second that ISIS wants America to hate Muslims. That is the latest in a string of narratives put forth by the Muslim communities across America. By supporting the definition to halt Syrian refugees, we have somehow become proxy sympathizers to the ISIS cause, playing into their hands by our supposed hatred of Muslims. That hatred then drives young Muslims to join Islamic terror groups, which Muslims claim are killing more Muslims than any other group. The truth is, by stopping Syrians who have vowed to enter Europe and the United States under the guise of refugees, their mission has been disrupted. In order for the Islamic Caliphate to be reestablished, the population of Muslims must be great in numbers. What better way to reach this goal than to continually flood our nation with Muslims? It is Islamic history in the making. To understand how history is repeating itself, one must understand history in order to begin with. Muslims believe there is only one God, Allah, who through the Prophet Muhammad revealed the words of the Quran. The traditions and sayings of the Prophet are contained in the Sunnah and the Hadith. This making the trilogy of books most important to Muslims. In order for a Muslim to be good, they must imitate his life as prescribed by those books. In summary, the early years of Muhammad, described as his years in Mecca, he was peaceful. While he desired to convert others to Islam, he accepted those that practiced their own religion, which led to a very small number of Muslims. Oh, his hijra to Yathrib, or Medina, Muhammad rejected the offer of peaceful coexistence. His religion was obviously intended to dominate others, not be equal. It was in Medina that Islam became a political and military ideology. Before his death, non-believers or infidels, as we are called, were evicted or enslaved and converted under the threat of death if they did not. Put into context, this is what is occurring throughout the world today. Here in America, Muslims have been performing dawah, or the spreading of the word of Islam, in the hopes of bringing all people to it. Dawah is the religious obligation that every good Muslim must perform. That is why interfaith forums are so important, as are doing good deeds within their communities, making non-believers see the goodness and the oneness of their religion. In addition to dawah, Muslims must strive to live by Islamic law, not man-made law, which Muhammad rejected. Today, ISIS is showing the world the return of their caliphate, an Islamic state commanded by the Prophet. Non-Muslims are being slaughtered if conversion is rejected and Sharia, Islamic law, is not adhered to. As their numbers grow, they conquer more land. It is happening in Europe, and it is now happening here in America. So how is the Islamization of America occurring? Muslims intent on bringing about the revival of the global caliphate have no issue with articulating how it will be done. For years, the Ikhwan, or Muslim Brotherhood, has carefully executed the plan laid out by its manifesto, an explanatory memorandum on the general strategic goal for the group in North America. This document was submitted as evidence by the prosecution in the 2008 Holy Land Foundation trial in Dallas, Texas, where 109 indictments were handed down against several members of Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood. This trial was the largest terrorism funding case in America to date. From the manifesto, it said, understanding the role of the Muslim Brother in North America. The process of settlement is a civilization jihad process with all the word means. The Ikhwan, or Muslim Brotherhood, in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands and the hands of the believers so that it is eliminated and God's religion is made victorious over all other religions. Without this level of understanding, we are not up to this challenge and have not prepared ourselves for a jihad yet. It is a Muslim's destiny to perform jihad and work whenever he is, wherever he is, and wherever he lands until the final hour comes and there is no escape from that destiny except for those who choose to slack. The entire document, an explanatory memorandum of the strategic goal for the group in North America, the methodology of Dawah, is another lengthy but informative tool we must read to gain insight on how Muslims use Dawah, the proselytizing of Islam, not only to exploit the caring nature of Christians and Americans, but cause division among them. And we can see this all over America today, the division all over this nation on what we should do and what we should do when it comes to our law and Sharia and what we should do for American citizens and Christians as compared to Muslims. And right now, the Muslims are winning that one. This book, written by Shamin Siddiqui, it reveals the deceitful ways Muslims use their faith to garner trust and support within their non-Muslim communities. The following are excerpts from the book. When the struggle between haq, or truth, and batil, falsehoods, acquires moment and the tension increases along with it, or movement and the tension increases along with it, the common folk will start taking sides with either of the two groups. In due course of time, the society will stand divided in two definite camps, one, the supporters of haq, or truth, and the other, the henchmen of vested interests. The struggle will thus continue, sometimes slowly and sometimes at an accelerated pace. The polarization of the basis of support to the Islamic ideology will go on mounting in its wake. It will be visible in every walk of life. Chapter 4, page 42. The Muslims in America may concentrate their numerical strength through migration to that state and try to make it a model Islamic society within the power available under the Constitution of the USA and what it does not prohibit. This may pave the way to get a hold of other states in like manner. Thus, without disturbing or violating the Constitution of the USA, they can prepare the ground for the emergence of Islam as a way of life acceptable in the electorate of this country. It will also prepare the way, in due course of time, to send their representatives to Congress and Senate. They will be able to create a strong lobby in Washington for the promotion of Islam and its cause in this country as well as elsewhere in the world. Chapter 4, page 45. To me, it appears that as the fate of the American people, they are in need of some ideology. It is we, the Muslims, who are here by Allah's will to provide that opportunity to this great nation, which is humiliated everywhere due to the lack of a superb ideology of its own. It matters little for the Islamic movement as to whether it takes one or many decades to make the ideology of Islam prevail over the mental horizon of the American people. The action must be taken now. The movement must be set out forthwith. The struggle for making Allah's deen dominant must take shape without any further lapse of time. Chapter 4, page 46. As American parents struggle to stop the infiltration of Islam in a religious context in our public school textbooks, Islamic schools are promoting something else, ridiculing Christians and Jews. One textbook used in Islamic schools in Knoxville and Nashville, Tennessee, is called What Islam is All About by Yahya Emmerich. In a lesson on Friends, page 366, there are five conditions that are attached to having non-Muslim friends, using Surah 4, 140 and 668 as examples. It states, you have already been given the command in the book that when you hear the signs of Allah being insulted or joked with, you are not to sit with them unless they start talking about something else. If you stayed with them while they are insulting Allah, then you would be like them. Allah will gather all hypocrites and unbelievers in hell. These passages, taken from their own documents and books, are supplemental to the Hadiths and Sunnah, which further prescribes the actions good Muslims must follow. Through legal means and other ways, their playbook has been revealed. They do not deny or dispute the contents. Only those that are blind or in denial do. The Muslim Brotherhood, Hamas motto, Allah is our objective. The Prophet is our leader. The Quran is our law. Jihad is our way. And dying in the way of Allah is our highest hope. Folks, to realize here that the Muslim, as a so-called good Muslim, must follow these precepts. They were not made up by me or Kathy Hinners to scare us. They were made and put into their own documents that they follow to the letter in the subjugating of America to their will. They know that our Constitution is not compatible with their Sharia law, so they will take their time and change our Constitution over time so it is. And if we Americans love our freedom and liberty, we had better not let them do it. And to give you a time frame on this, back in 1952 or even earlier, our government knew this was coming. So why are they turning more and more Muslims sympathetic all the time? Because of Muslim members in our Congress who are working from within to change the way we look at their jihad, to change our views so we become more like them. So we will fight their jihads against us for them, to destroy the infidel from within by their own hands. And folks, we are nothing more than the infidel they want to destroy. Until we get that through our heads, until we get what they are doing, we are on the losing end of this battle. We will be right back after these messages.
Americans have known Tennessee as the volunteer state since the War of 1812. Now, Tennessee is leading the way in another major conflict, the war to keep America's identity, values, and freedoms intact. Even if you've never walked in Memphis or hiked the Blue Ridge Mountains, if you respect traditional American values, you should know about the Tennessee Action Council. Tennessee Action Council fights to preserve American values, defend our way of life, and protect the U.S. Constitution. This isn't just Tennessee's battle. It affects every American who loves our country and wants to pass the real America, unstained by progressive liberalism, along to future generations. No matter where you are in this magnificent country of ours, Tennessee Action Council is on your side and on America's side. Go to TN4Action.com. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to volunteer for Tennessee and America. That's TN, the number 4, Action.com, to stand for America now.
Thank you. American troops showed valor and bravery on the battlefield, but where the enemy was not only like ghosts in the jungle, but they were superstitious too. This gave rise to the Vampire Patrol. Six men who fought the whole war together, spreading death, destruction, and vampire voodoo lore into the ranks of the Viet Cong. Now, years later, Matt Joseph works as a private investigator in Tucson, Arizona, while his best friend and former commander of the Vampire Patrol is chief of police of the South Tucson precinct. The job that gets Matt on the case is one that brings the Vampire Patrol back from the past and places it smack dab in the middle of the present, taking him to a small town on the Indian reservation called Lukachukai in northern Arizona. There, a mountain named Root Butte not only holds mystery, but a cloud of fear that oozes out of it into the night sky. Matt is the one to find out what is going on here, and without becoming part of the nasty plan involved. Night Owls is the first in a new series of mysteries with Matt Joseph, Private Eye, and is on sale now at https://www.createspace.com/486-9187. This book is also available in digital form. That's Night Owls, a Matt Joseph mystery by Robert P. Garding, and I approve of this message.
80 million voters can pull the wrong lever, and it's still the wrong lever.
Okay, I started the show with a story on Antifa and how they were doing their righteous indignation on the fascism of the Trump administration, or the regime, as they call it. And I found another article on this from Red Flag News. And the headline actually says it all. It's a dud. Nationwide Soros-funded Antifa uprising to remove Trump from office fails. And it said, despite widespread attention of the in the press, the refuse fascism, multi-city Antifa plan to remove Trump from office has completely failed, with protests in most cities turning out under 100 people who were at times outnumbered by Trump supporters that had shown up to counter what the Soros-funded group had claimed would be millions of people intent on driving out the fascist Trump-Pence regime. The group had spent an unknown amount of money promoting the protests, even going as far as to take out a full-page ad in the New York Times, and we all know that is not a cheap endeavor there. I still don't see anybody in the chat room. The chat room is open, by the way, if you guys want to go in. But it said, on top of that, they also received widespread attention in the mainstream media for the last week, yet none of that apparently mattered when the time came to show up for the communist-inspired revolution to take out the rightfully elected president. A variety of videos of the protesters across the country were posted throughout social media, most showing such a laughable turnout that one news outlet led with the headline, "Anti-Fail." Well, yeah, and that was one of the things that I got a kick out of when I was looking for stuff for this show. All of the people that supposedly were supposed to be there, and they weren't. So We can all laugh at this one now, note that every time the left and Soros decides to do something anymore, and it has to do with ousting President Trump, who was duly elected by the people, it fails, because for once the people are standing up. The people are awake. The people are not allowing the left to do their sorry pity party. More than 8 years, and this one came from Red Flag News, more than 8 years after Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl walked off his base in Afghanistan and unwittingly into the clutches of the Taliban, Bergdahl walked out of a North Carolina courtroom a free man on Friday, which has raised the hackles of a lot of people, and I'm one of them. This man deserted, and hello, Mary, this man deserted his men in a dangerous position, and I think that six men got killed because of him. They went out looking for him, and six of them got killed. Bergdahl, who pleaded guilty to endangering his comrades, was fined, reduced in rank, and dishonorably discharged, but he received no jail time. Now, my idea on this thing is he should have been thrown in jail in the first place, and then they should have thrown away the key and lost the damn thing. He does not deserve to be out on the streets. And the whole thing, when it led up, is Bergdahl faced up to life in prison for desertion and misdemeanor before the enemy. Wearing a blue dress uniform, Bergdahl appeared tense during the short morning session. He clenched his jaw as if grinding his teeth, and then grimaced and looked at the floor when he walked out of the courtroom. In closing arguments, defense attorneys argued that Bergdahl already had suffered enough confinement during 5 years of brutal captivity by the Taliban allies. Well, so what? He deserved it. He deserved exactly what he freaking got. And then we turn him loose? Freaking don't think so. This is not really the way it should have been done. But especially after he... after men who were under his, that were around at the same time, you know, decided to go out looking for him, and a couple of them got killed. But in another story, and this one I actually love, Trump slams the judge who didn't give Bergdahl jail time as a total disgrace to the bench. And Mary in the chat room says he's another jihadi as far as I'm concerned. That is exactly what he is. And then they released him onto the streets of the United States. Can you imagine what an idiot like an enemy of the United States like that is going to do on the streets of this country? My idea is that he's going to go and find some of these cells, Islamic cells that are here in the United States, and he's going to join them. And then he'll be right here. He'll be able to take his fight against the United States right here in the United States. He should not have been released. And when Trump slammed the judge as a total disgrace to the bench, I totally and absolutely agree with this. This judge, like so many others who sit on the bench and disregard the law with their rulings, is a disgrace to the bench and the position that they hold. For shame. They should never be allowed to do this. They're supposed to rule by the rule of law, not by feelings. Most of them, including that one in Hawaii that keeps going after Trump's bans on people coming into this country from Sharia-based countries. This judge in Hawaii keeps going against this ban is just as bad. And I just can't say too much more about this, and it just pisses me off to no end. From Breitbart comes this one. Reports from Sutherland, Texas indicate that six people had to be taken to area hospitals following a mass casualty shooting in a church. The gunman was reported to be dead. Update at 2:15 this afternoon, Texas Governor Greg Abbott sends the following message of condolence to those killed and wounded in the Sutherland Springs shooting. While the details of this horrific act are still under investigation, Cecilia and I want to send our sincerest thoughts and prayers to all those that have been affected by this evil act. I want to thank law enforcement for their response and ask that all Texans pray for the Sutherland Springs community during this time of mourning and loss. And the Attorney General Ken Paxton also responded, stating, "The thoughts and prayers of all Texans are with the people of Sutherland Springs as tragic reports came out of First Baptist Church. My office stands ready to assist local law enforcement as needed. Please join Angela and me as we pray for those impacted with this horrific shooting." Now, it turns out that there were 20 killed or something like that at this. It says the report... Ken Massey, KSAT's Ken Massey, tweeted a report that the shooter may have reloaded multiple times and that the service usually is attended by about 50 people. No description of the shooter had been released. Now, here's the thing. I was reading this article and I found a thing in there saying that something that just made me just as sick. And Mary says, "Why wasn't anybody armed?" And that's a good question, but, you know, because it is Texas. But it doesn't matter what shooting it is. A Democrat liberal will always be the one to make it political, no matter what the circumstances. And always they will claim it's the Republicans who do the politicizing. These people are sick beyond sick. And I'm talking about now about the moron that tweeted, "Trump probably praying it's a Mexican at hashtag Sutherland Springs to justify his wall bullshit. Sorry, it's a crazy white guy with a gun." Again, like the report says out of Texas, not Massachusetts, like this moron Twitter user was at, there is no description of the shooter. This moron on Twitter, whose handle in Twitter was Yellow Accords Mom. Now, how the hell do you know it was a white man? Of course, there is no mention of her real name. She is too big of a coward to do that. And before some lib comes and says something about me and my Twitter account, it is under my name, my real name. So stick that in your hat and set it on fire. In breaking news from Red Flag News at 3:35 p.m. came this one about breaking news. At least 27 dead in the Texas church shooting. Trump monitoring situation from Japan. And just like Mary said, if it had been a white man, they would have said so. It's the liberal media, for crying out loud. They would have said so. It would have been the very first thing they would have trumpeted. "Oh, my God, it's a white man. He did the shooting. He's killing all these people." It would have been out there, folks. It would have been out there. But Trump is now the breaking news at 3:35 this afternoon. It says at least 27 dead in Texas church shooting. Trump monitoring situation from Japan. And I will keep a monitor on this news as it comes out, and I will break into the show and report on it. But I can actually see the left coming unglued because Trump is in Japan. And he doesn't close everything down and come back to the United States because there was a tragedy here in the United States. They never said anything about Obama when he was in Germany, but I can see it coming with this one. I don't know. From Breitbart, California comes this one. Moonbat, California Governor Jerry Brown told religious leaders gathered at the Vatican Saturday that the world needed a total brainwashing to convince leaders of the seriousness of the threat of climate change. This is one of those things that just absolutely drives me insane. They have, they will not listen to any opposing views, and there are a lot of them, folks, whether you hear about this or not in the mainstream media. The mainstream media will not say anything about this. But there are scientists, many of them, who have completely debunked global warming. And I don't care what they're going to call it next. Now it's climate change. But whatever they change it to, each time they change it, it's going to get closer and closer to something that will include everything that's going on. And like right now, we're on the, let me see here, I think it's the 5th. Yeah, 5th day of November here in Indiana. The temperature outside is 70 degrees practically. It's raining. We have thunderstorms going on. We have a tornado watch that's supposed to come through here sometime this afternoon, this evening. What the heck? This is November, folks. We should be getting snow. It should be cold. But as it sits now, I'm sitting here in my studio with no heat, the door open, and it's gorgeous outside. It may be getting dark right now, but it's still beautiful outside. Our air conditioner was on in the house. It's got to be global warming. Got to be climate change. Holy cow. But Brown, who burns tons of carbon in jetting to the Vatican City as part of a 14-day visit to Europe, spoke to the Vatican's Pontifical Academy of Sciences. According to the Sacramento Bee, Brown said that while President Donald Trump's election was a problem for the cause of climate change, he was not the main challenge. He called for brainwashing among the world's leaders. He has been a moon bat since the beginning. He's still a moon bat. He's idiotic. He's crazy. And we need to wash our, he says that we need to wash our brains out and see a very different kind of world. Sorry, Governor. The world is as we see it. Maybe you should get your brains washed or a little bit of a brain washed so that you can actually see what the world is really like. I swear. These people who go out and talk to the rest of us like we're total freaking morons. And let's see here. Mary in the chat room actually gave me a link, and she said that she doesn't know if it's true or not. Let me see if it'll open up here. Well, it's kind of taking its time. It'll open up sooner or later here. But we are listening, you are listening to the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show, brought to you here on Blog Talk Radio through Conservative Nation Media. The call-in number is 646-478-5284, and we will be right back after these important messages. And I've got that thing opening up, so hopefully I got it opened up now. It's from Santa Monica Observer. There's a church shooter in Sutherland Springs, Texas, identified as Devon Patrick Kelly, and I'm going to have to check that one out. But he kind of looks like a white guy, so maybe he is. But it's hard saying what goes on in the mind of all these moon bats, but we will be right back after these messages. The leftist media would like conservatives like us to think we're just a few lonely voices in the wilderness, but don't be fooled. Americans that identify with themselves as conservatives outnumber liberals by a 2-to-1 margin, according to numerous polls, even those by the liberals themselves. If you respect the traditional American values, there's a place for you to call home on the internet. It's traditionalamericanmovement.com, or TradAm, as we call our home. Traditionalamericanmovement.com is the place where real conservatives can meet up without turf wars and find out what's new in the conservative community. Join up and find out what's happening to be a part of the community conservative revolution, all on traditionalamericanmovement, all one word, .com. That's www.traditionalamericanmovement.com. I hope to see you there soon. TradAm is a liberal free website, and I am actually in there right now. We are doing our part here, trying to get that site back up and going after one of the main people who was there for a long time died this last year. And his line that he always said at the end of his post is, we will not be ruled. And I use that on my updates and on this show also. But for more on that, I'll talk about more on that later. I'll continue with the messages.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool.
Oh.
And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Are you one of those people that the left likes to label as a dumb hayseed hick who believes in the Constitution, the Second Amendment, and freedom? Do you value your guns? Are you a traditional American patriot who is not afraid to voice your support for America? Do you wish that you had a way to get that patriotic message out? Do you dream of the day you can? Well, that day is at hand because Conservative Nation Media is looking for just such a person. Be a radio host for your very own patriotic venue to get your voice out on CNM. Choose your day and time, and presto, the left will go crazy because more of the truth they want hidden will get out. So do your part. Email us at conservativenationmedia2017@gmail.com to get started informing patriots like you who want their government to know that we know what is going on. That's conservativenationmedia2017@gmail.com. Then you can let the world know we will not be ruled.
Okay, we are back. I was reading on that article that was sent, the link was sent to me, and it says that it's church members seem to have known the perpetrator who some call a convert to Islam. It says the shooter walked into the church in Sutherland Springs, Texas at 11:45 a.m. Sunday morning. The churchgoers knew the shooter, who carried automatic weapons. The shooter is dead. He has been officially identified as Devon Martin Kelly, but Mustachio tweeted, Texas church shooting shooter is 29-year-old U.S. Airman turned Muslim convert Samir Al-Hajid. His manifesto is making its rounds on the web. LinkedIn page in the shooter's name shows that Devon Kelly reported served in the U.S. Air Force from his 2009 high school graduation until 2013. The Daily Beast reported, according to the New York Times, Kelly is from Comal County, C-O-M-A-L, which is not the county where the church is located. His motive and why he targeted the Wilson County Church is not clear. Comal County is located northeast of San Antonio, Texas. The gunman was 26 years old. The Times reported, the Daily Beast reported that Kelly was a resident of New Braunfels, a suburb of San Antonio. Kelly's Facebook page was quickly scrubbed. And President Donald Trump is in Japan, like I said a couple minutes ago, on an official trip to Asia. He tweeted, "May God be with the people of Sutherland Springs. The FBI is on the scene, and I am monitoring the situation." At least 27 people were killed and around 27 injured in the church, in the Texas church shooting Sunday morning. The alleged shooter is dead, and appears there is no longer an active threat at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs. So it's good the man is dead. And yes, to that moron in Massachusetts, he was white, but he was also a convert to Islam. So what more can be expected of that? Whenever they join Islam, it seems like that's the thing they want to do, is to jump on the bandwagon and start killing people who are Christians. So that is a sad fact, and that's one of the reasons why for years I've been saying we need to stop these people from coming in, and we need to start teaching our children the dangers of Islam. Because that's all it is. It's a cult. It's like, if you remember this, it's like Jim Jones. Remember this, where he took everybody out of Indiana, went down to New Guinea or to Guyana, started a commune down there, and then one day just all of a sudden, I think it was in 78 or something like that, decided, okay, we're all going to drink poison and have a mass suicide, and something like 900 and some odd people to 1,000 people died, including a U.S. senator or congressman who had gone down there, and they killed him. This is the kind of mentality that Islam has. And this is the kind of mentality that they teach their people to have against us. And that is one of the reasons why I read those chapters from Kathy Hinner's in her book that I've been pushing forth on this show, because it's something that really needs to be read, something that really needs to be taught to our children so they don't fall into the clutches of these monsters. And that's all they are. And this man in Texas who shot up this church, all he was a monster. Yeah, maybe he was. Yeah, he was white, it looks like. But that doesn't mean a damn thing. He could have been white, black, brown, gray, orange, white. It doesn't matter. He becomes Islamic. He becomes Muslim or Islamic. And there is where the problem will lie. Because one of the things that they have to do to make it here in the United States is make us think that they are trustworthy. They are not. It's part of their jihad. It's part of their training. They can lie to us and make us believe that they are the greatest friends we ever had. And then one day we'll wake up dead because they came over and shot us, because we are Christians and they are not. I wish the weather had been a little bit better today so that I could have gone ahead and had my 2-hour show today, but we've got thunderstorms and all kinds of things, and I've got a thunderstorm warning just popped up on my screen here, so I'm going to have to shut the show down an hour early tonight, as I thought I'd probably have to at the beginning. I will be back next week. We are working on getting this studio set up, so we've got heat in here for the winter, and so we'll be able to do our shows no matter what is going on. I'm getting a suppression system put in here so that I can hook the computers up to it and not have to worry about thunderstorms. But we are working on getting that set up. The hour is almost over, and I am glad that whoever came in and listened, I'm glad that they were here. I'm glad Mary was here in the chat room. I'm really glad to see that you were here. And you stay safe, too. There's storms where you're at in Ohio. Be real safe, because sometimes they can be nasty little boogers. But I will be back next week, and we will next week be talking about Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who has become well-versed in dealing with members of the media for Donald Trump. One of the things I wanted to talk about today that I didn't really get close to yesterday from the podium, she was asked by one of the NBC's Peter Alexander, asked Sanders to list President's flaws, and the Secretary of State, you know, the press secretary, didn't miss a beat in her perfect response. She says, probably his flaw has to deal with you guys on a daily basis, she answered, not being fooled by the reporter's attempt to get her to talk negatively about Trump. So that was awesome. I will talk about her next week, and we will see you next week. You have yourself a good week this week, and I will see you next week. God bless you all. God bless America. And as always, we will not be ruled. Have a good day.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here. When you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell, and it'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly. And it's raining down on you. I'll brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
God bless you all.